So I'm the theory convener for the Intensity Frontier, and my better half is Hari Wirtz, who apologizes that he can't be here today. But he has a message for you all that he would like me to share. As was just alluded to in the previous discussion, we are, by necessity with all these snowmass meetings, really stovepiped into a particular frontier, whereas as theorists, we're at the knowledge frontier and not at one of these particular colored circles. And Hari, in particular, would really like to get the message out to everybody that the real magic phrase for snowmass is to have respect for others in their work, because we're all after the same science. We're just using different prose, but we're all after the same science. So in the intensity frontier, we explore fundamental physics with two different techniques. One is very intense sources, and the other is ultra-sensitive, sometimes very massive, large detectors. The intensity frontier science searches for extremely rare processes or tiny deviations from standard model predictions. To do this, you need very precise measurements, and these precise measurements then indirectly probe quantum effects. Some of the physics extends outside of high energy physics, and in fact, the Office of Nuclear Physics sponsors some of these programs. What are some of the big questions that are addressed by the intensity frontier? One of the main ones are there new sources of CP violation, and is there CP violation in the leptonic sector? What are the nature of neutrinos? Are they Majorana or Dirac? That's about as fundamental as you get. You don't even know one of our fundamental particles. What's the nature of this particle? Do the forces unify? This has been a long-standing test of grand unified theories. Is there a weakly coupled hidden sector linked to dark matter? You need very intense sources to probe very weakly coupled particles. Are apparent symmetries, fundamental symmetries in nature, violated at high scales? What is the flavor sector of new physics that the LHC might find? And can we expand the new physics reach of the energy frontier? So we've been trying to, after we delineated this list of questions, is this a pointer? No, okay. After we wrote down this list of questions, how does it work? Oh, secret button, okay. We're trying to develop a crisp message for the intensity frontier, the old 15-second elevator speech. And this is our intensity frontier manifesto, which we have posted on our wiki page. This doesn't look very crisp because it's a full two paragraphs with lots of words, but I assure you it started as two pages, so we felt good to get it down to two paragraphs. But we would like to do better, and so we're going to We think that the intensity frontier really focuses around two main themes. The first main theme is to explore symmetry violation in nature. And there are many symmetries, some that we know are violated, some that we would like to probe, CP, of course, baryon and lumpton number violation. This is often stated, particularly CP violation, has often stated as related to the matter-antimatter asymmetry and has been used as a reason to fund several major experiments in the past. The second main thing is that the intensity frontier measurements explores very high energy scales. So if you look at these two expressions here, in flavor physics, you have an amplitude for some flavor process. And there's a standard model piece and a new physics piece. Each term comes with a coefficient times the mass scale of that particular physics. And so for the new physics piece, you've got your coefficient and your mass scale. And you can probe extremely high mass scales by making precision measurements of this amplitude and having precision calculations of the standard model piece. With neutrinos, exploring neutrino masses, of course, it's a dimension 5 operator in the Lagrangian, and so you, again, explore extremely high mass scales by probing the nature of neutrino masses. Just to bring this point home, this is a table that's in a report that I'll talk a little bit more about in a few slides. It's a report of an intensity frontier workshop that we had about a year and a half ago. This gives the limits on the coefficient and the scale of this new set of operators that new physics can contribute to flavor changing processes. And this is for delta F equals 2 operators in the strange charm of B sub D and B sub S systems. So if you take that this coefficient is rather natural and of order 1, you find out that the bounds that you get on the new scale are up to 10 to the 2 to 10 to the 4 TeV, much higher than what can be probed in kinematically in colliders. If you think that the new physics scale is something that will be probed at the LHC, so it's around a TeV, then the limits on these coefficients, the real and imaginary parts of these coefficients, range from about 10 to the minus 5 to 10 to the minus 9. This is telling us something. This is telling us that if there is new physics at the TeV scale, its flavor structure is completely unnatural. If you have a natural structure in the flavor sector, then the scale of new physics is very large. So one thing you might think about with flavor in the LHC era, if you find new physics at the LHC, you have new particles with unknown flavor and CP violating couplings, and precision flavor measurements will be needed to sort out the flavor and couplings of this new physics. You then reach the conclusion that you need precision quark and lepton flavor experiments, that this is essential, and that a healthy US program would include a vigorous flavor physics program like the other regions in the world. If new physics is not found at the LHC, then you need precision flavor physics experiments to be sensitive to new physics at mass scales beyond the LHC so it can set the mass scale that we need to aim at a future collider. Once again, these experiments are essential, and a healthy US program should include these experiments. So thanks to Zoltan, we have this very nice graphic sort of outlining the power of intensity frontier experiments in terms of probing very high mass scales. Here we are at the Tevatron at roughly a TeV. The LHC goes a little bit beyond the TeV. Dark matter about the same. Quark and lepton flavor, this is where the current probes are, and this is what we would expect to get to with the new set of experiments. Here again with neutrino masses via the operator I just showed you, is where we currently are, is where we expect to get to, and same with proton decay. And you see this is one way, in fact, the only way we have with before us today to probe these extremely high mass scales. We made up a t-shirt, what can I say? You have to have some fun at dinner at these meetings, right? Okay. So the way we this program is basically around the particles that provide the probes for these very intense beams in these measurements. So heavy quarks, charged leptons, neutrinos, nucleons and atoms, new light weakly coupled particles, and then baryon number violation. I've listed here the type of experiments that you do with each one of these probes. For heavy quarks, you've got the whole program that you had in the B factories and at LHCb with CPA symmetries, rare decays, distributions, and this is in the kaon charm in B sector. For nucleons, nucleon atoms, you have electric dipole moments, of course, which are very important for constraining CP violating terms in new physics models, as well as probes at parity violation. Proton decay and neutron oscillation for baryon number violation and so forth. This is the structure of our working groups. Several of our conveners are here today. We've already heard from Zoltan in the back, and Andre is here. Yuval was an organizer. I don't remember if he could come or not. And then Babu and Ruben Essig and Michael Ramsey Musoff are our theory conveners for these working groups. The intensity frontier is a little bit different than the other frontiers because we hit snowmass with a running start. We had this workshop in Rockville, Maryland about a year and a half ago. We had over 500 participants in our own 3-day, very active, vibrant workshop, which resulted in a report. So we already have a 220-page report, which documents the physics of the intensity frontier program as envisioned for the next decade. The contents of this report is basically just the usual exec summary and technical summary at the end, and then a chapter for each working group. And in my backup slides, if you're interested, I have some highlights of each of these chapters of the physics that's, and conclusions for each working group in this book. And one thing we noted that because we started as the green circle in this Venn diagram, we're stuck with this hideous green for the rest of our lives. Okay. So what's our plan for Snowmass? We want to develop a strategy to be a global leader. We have a set of programs for this decade, and this was the focus of this workshop report, which I just told you about. It's actually a very well-established program. You have G-2 experiment at Fermilab. The ring is being transferred from Brookhaven to Fermilab this summer, so that is off the ground and running. MUDE, NOVA, LBNE, MINIBOON, EXO, CUARE. So you have a very strong set of neutrino experiments. You have the heavy photon search, the Super B factory at KEK, and LHCb. This is a very nice program. And it's all in DOE speak, CD1 or higher. And this is a very solid program that'll take us through the end of this decade. So the focus of Snowmass is really what do we do in the next decade. So we would like the very best ideas for new experiments to build on this suite of experiments here. We want to develop the world-leading Intensity Frontier program and demonstrate the importance of Intensity Frontier science. We're also doing a set of benchmark models. Since we're theorists, we have the fun of talking about benchmark models. This is something new that we didn't do at Rockville. And of course, benchmark models are very useful and time-honored way of studying new physics and snowmass. They provide a quantitative study of the capabilities of experiments. They provide the opportunity to demonstrate connections across the Intensity Frontier program. We have a very, as you saw, a very diverse set of programs within the Intensity Frontier, and also the opportunity to demonstrate connections across all other frontiers. So we have four different sets of benchmark models planned for study. Studies are underway. Supersymmetry, using the phenomenological MSSM flavor studies, and we're using the same models for flavor studies as we are using for LHC and ILC studies and Higgs studies, as well as dark matter studies. So you can really compare the reach of the different frontiers within the same set of models. There's a work going on at Chicago with warped extra dimensions, with Randall syndrome flavor studies. In particular, they're updating studies, previous studies, to include the LHC results from 7 and 8 TeV. We have a set of neutrino models that reach across frontiers. So there's a set of neutrino models that you can test at the long baseline experiments, as well as at the LHC. And then a set of dark photons and axions to compare what the intensity frontier can search for with that of the cosmic frontier. Okay, so to conclude, right on time, the intensity frontier addresses important questions about nature. The main themes of the intensity frontier is that we explore symmetry violation, and we explore energy at very, very high energy scales, more than we can get to with a collider. It is an integral piece of a balanced program, and I invite all of you to join us in this Snowmass effort and help make this a reality.
Thanks, Joanne. So, time for questions.
Joanne, this is just a minor suggestion where you had your different flavor processes and you included proton decay in them.
Right.
You might also want to include a delta B equal to 2 nucleus decay where there is no lepton number violation.
Yeah.
And it's a separate family, which is usually ignored, I think.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's a good idea. I'll pass that along to Babu. Yeah, it wasn't on my list. I couldn't fit everything in those clouds.
Any other questions? No? Okay. Thank you. next speaker is Jonathan Feng, who's Skyping in. Because of the complications of audio, we're going to save questions for Steve's talk on the cosmic frontier. Okay. Jonathan, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Oh, maybe it would work. That's fine. So
yeah, you can ask questions. Yeah, I can hear.
What I just said, cancel that. We'll go ahead and do questions.